Hello everyone, welcome back to another great episode of Rehana's Cuisines. Today we're gonna be making potato and mushroom stuffed in meat, and we're gonna roll it up. So let's get started. First things first, what we're gonna do is I have here very thin slices of meat, and what you wanna do is you wanna tell your butcher to make these. Now, I told mine, but he made them still quite small, so we're gonna improvise. What you want is you want them to be just a little longer so you can stuff them and then we can roll it up. So basically this would be a great piece right here. This is a bit small, but we'll improvise. So I've got that here. And then the next thing what we're gonna do is we're gonna be marinating this meat, and we're gonna be marinating it for about 20 minutes. So I washed my meat with a little bit of vinegar so it gets rid of all the yucky smell and stuff, and just makes it really smell really good. Actually, it doesn't smell like anything. So let's go ahead and I'm gonna show you all the ingredients that are here. The marinade that's gonna go in this meat, we're gonna use the same marinade to make like a sauce for it. So let's get started. So here I've got about 2 pounds of really thin sliced beef. You can use roast, you can use basically any kind of really fat, without much fat type of meat. So, but the only one very important thing is it has to be very, very thinly sliced. So the butcher can do it for you. So let's get started. For the marinade here, we are going to be using about a tablespoon of brown sugar. I've got a tablespoon of hoisin sauce. I've got a tablespoon and a half of black vinegar, 2 tablespoons of balsamic vinegar, 1 tablespoon of chili paste, 1.5 tablespoons of soy sauce, 1 teaspoon of ginger and garlic, 1 teaspoon of green chutney. Now, if you don't have green chutney, leave it out, not a big deal. I just like the taste of it. And I've got about 1 tablespoon of sambal here. Now, this can be adjusted to your taste. If you feel like you don't want to make it that hot, reduce the amount of sambal. So this all is gonna go into our marinade. I also have some Anaheim peppers here that I have cut up really finely, chopped them up, and we're gonna put that into our mixture of our potatoes. So let's go ahead and show you here. So to this, to our potatoes, I have about 2 cups of boiled potatoes that we're, you know, just gonna put in a bowl here. And then we're also gonna be putting in the Anaheim peppers and the mushrooms. So I need to marinate the meat first. So I'm gonna leave that aside and just do this first, because we need at least 20 minutes for our meat to marinate. And I'm just gonna throw this extra liquid out. Okay, so to this here, we've got our, in here goes brown sugar, our hoisin sauce, black vinegar, balsamic vinegar, soy sauce, chili paste, and then our ginger and garlic. I'm just gonna make sure we get everything out of here. Okay. And then we're gonna go ahead and add our sambal in here. It's gonna be a really, really good flavoring. It's gonna have the sweet, it's gonna have the spicy, and it's gonna have the salty taste to it. So you just want to make sure that you get the marinade in between all the meat pieces here. Okay. And you want to make sure, again, marinate it for at least 20 minutes. And if you have more time, overnight would be great. More flavor, or even half an hour, whatever works for you. But just make sure that you do at least do the 20-minute marination. So that's all ready for us. And I think I got everything here with my little spoon. I'm gonna put this on the side because we don't need it for another 20 minutes, cover it. All right, to our potatoes. Boiled potatoes, nice Yukon Gold potatoes. To that, we're gonna go ahead and add the Anaheim peppers. And then we're gonna go ahead and add our mushrooms. Now, these mushrooms, what I did was I just chopped them up, and they are our regular button mushrooms. I just chopped them up real fine, and then what I did was I sauteed it in a little bit of olive oil until it got some color, so it really, really infuses the color. I mean, infuses the flavor, the earthy flavor of the mushrooms. So I don't like putting raw mushrooms in there. I really like to season it with, the sauteed mushrooms. And then what we're gonna do is we're just gonna hit it with some salt here. And you wanna make sure that your mixture is really nice and tasty. So the flavor pulls through all the way from the outside sauce to the meat to the inside. And we're also gonna do some coriander leaves, fresh coriander leaves. And one more thing I forgot was we're gonna be using this chili sauce, and we're gonna use this in the end when we are doing our sauce. So what we're gonna do now is we're just gonna mesh everything up really well. And once you've got this mashed, you wanna give this a good taste test to make sure that you've got, you know, all the flavors, the salt is enough, and everything is just really pulling through. And I might also, my potatoes are really nice and soft. So at this point, I'm not gonna be adding any lemon juice in here. But what I will do is I am going to put in about a quarter of a teaspoon of citric acid. That's gonna give it that really nice and sour taste to it too. And the potato is such a great binding agent that we don't need any flour or any cornstarch or potato starch or anything in there. I think it's just perfect. Give it a little taste test here, and I think we need a little bit more salt. Okay, so basically once you have your meat marinated and your filling done, it's really fun just to start rolling those up, and then we're gonna be pan frying those. So and the taste of the potatoes and mushrooms is just awesome. It's really, really, really tasty. All right, so I'm gonna go ahead, cover this up, and then when we come back after 20 minutes, I'm gonna show you how we're gonna roll these up. So I've got a little bit of a head start here. So I just wanna show you how we're gonna be doing these. So I'm using a plate just because I think it's cleaner. So what I did was that, you know, I just took my beef piece here and just gonna stretch it out just as much as I can. And then I'm gonna take some of the filling here, put the filling in the middle and just tightly roll it. And I'm not going to be using any toothpicks or anything like that, just because meat is really, really tender at this point. I think the vinegar and the balsamic vinegar and the black vinegar really helps getting it very, very tender. So okay, all right, so I've got all my beef and potatoes rolled up right there. So what we're gonna do is you wanna have a bigger an 8 to 10 quart bigger frying pan, or if you are using a small one, don't put too many of them in there. What we're gonna do is now just put some olive oil in here, and pan is really nice and hot. To this, I'm just gonna go ahead, and you can hear that sizzle. That's exactly where I want my pan to be. All right, now we're gonna actually steam these by covering them up. So we're gonna, I had it on high just because I wanted my pan really nice and hot, and I've kind of slowed it down just a tad bit between high and medium so that it steams through and cooks the bottom of it. Once the bottom is cooked, we're gonna come back. I'm gonna show you how we're gonna turn it and make sure that the other half is done, and then we're gonna prepare the sauce. So that all the filling that's out, a little bit of it, that's okay. That's actually gonna help us with our sauce. It's gonna really, really flavor our sauce. So there we go. We're just gonna cook the bottom of it just a little bit more, and then we're gonna go ahead and we're gonna start plating them, and then go ahead and make our sauce. And I'm gonna show you how. It's gonna be very easy. And these are so wonderful because you can really have your imagination go wild. You can basically use any type of filling that you like. If you just want to take asparagus and spring onion, the green part of the spring onion, or bell peppers, you can do that. I'm going to put this little one here for me here so I can give it a try. And then to our mixture here, what I'm going to do is I reserved that marinade that we had added, and I'm just going to add that to the pan here. And you can just imagine how much flavor this sauce is going to have. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and add our sweet chili sauce in here. And you can add as much or as little as you like. Okay, I'm going to give it a quick taste test because sauce has to be really, really greatly flavored. It's missing a little bit of soy sauce. Add some soy sauce in here. And see how it just helped it also thicken it up. Stove off here. Okay, same sauce. I'm just going to add on my roll here. And then lastly, I'm just gonna add a little bit of white and black sesame seeds on top. It's just gonna give it some color. Okay. The meat has cooked really, really well, really tender. Now I've got some of the filling here. I've got the mushroom and the potato. It is so delicious. I love the sauce. The sauce has just gotten all that flavor, and with even adding the sambal in it, it hasn't made it very spicy. So if you feel like it's not very spicy, go ahead and add some more sambal into the sauce. But it's just absolutely amazingly tasty. And don't forget, although I didn't show it on the video, I did add about a fourth of a teaspoon of citric acid to those potatoes. And that really brought out the flavors from the meat to the potato and the mushroom. And then the sauce, it's just absolutely delicious. Give it a try. Tell me what you think. I'd love to hear from you guys. Comment. Join me on Facebook. Subscribe if you haven't done so. Tell all your friends about this channel. Loads and loads of more videos coming up. So today we did mushroom and potato stuffed rolls. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Rehana's Cuisines. Hope I can see you here next time with another great recipe. Thank you then, friends.